I think just to correct the thought on the tense of the word, and others can correct me if I'm wrong, but if I remember correctly, I think it means that I put it off once, but the effect of having put it off continues to be seen. So it's not that I have to daily put it off, but the effect of having put off the old man is that all these things that are associated with him are no longer seen, and that continues. But I don't have to daily put him off. He's been put off one time.
Would this parallel Romans 12:2, which says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God." That would be the same kind of renewing, right?
So now, did we grasp what was it? Tony, were you going to say something?
No, you
go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that the mind is very critical here to understand what God has done in Christ. It is what we once were, that old manner of life. We've been brought out of that. It is done with as far as God is concerned. From our perspective, we have to live, as Brother David said, in the understanding of what God has done. Because Brother Chuck has clearly said, you know, we live in this world. The influences are all around us. So how is it that I'm going to live in the good of the truth of what is in Christ? It is that we have to renew the mind. The mind has to adjust to what God has done, so that we can walk according to the blessedness of what he's done. And I think here also it says, and remember verse 24, because these verses are connected, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Remember in the earlier chapters, we have the thought of holiness and without blame before him in love. These are things that he has done that we have to acknowledge so that we can live in the good of the new man.
You just expressed what I had in mind, so we move on.
Well, I think it's helpful. It's not the only time you'll find this in this book. It's also the very same tense when it comes to the armor. I don't take the armor off. You know, I'm done. I'm finished with that battle today. So I don't need to worry about righteousness and these things. The armor that we're going to come to before we quit in the reading is put on in the very same sense. It is put on in the sense that it is once done so, and I live daily recognizing that that is true. So I think it's really helpful. David, your comments were helpful to clear that for us.
Does it maybe just also help us to say this, just to reiterate, is that this isn't the old man renewed. Right? This isn't taking that old man and making something better of him. As has been said, he's put away, he's done with. This is a new creation. This is something that is altogether new. And I think that's what we need to get a hold of. Right? It's a new man. It's a new creation created after the image of him who created him. In Christ Jesus.
Where did the old man come from? It was Adam. I mean, we look and see. That was Adam when he fell, when Adam and Eve fell. It was the beginning of a race where everyone born was after him. What was it? It was corrupt, deceitful. It was a fallen nature. What about the new man? Look at what it says here. It says, "You have put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." You know, this is going to be seen. This is what we're going to come to. We're going to be seeing it in negative things that are no longer true of us. But not only that, we're going to see it in the positive light as we come to the end of the chapter.
Maybe stand and sing. Maybe a couple of verses of number 74. 74 verses 1, 2, and 5.
My wife has my notebook. I can't. can't say it later. I'm going to listen to it.
74, verses 1, 2, and 5.
So we've said that the teaching and doctrine is very practical. That when the Spirit of God has enabled me to get hold of in my heart the truth that we're speaking about, it is having been imbibed and being indwelled by the Spirit of God, it is now seen in my life. Others are able. Not only is it seen, but others really are able to feel the difference. Look at what we have here. The word wherefore is a very important word. It's connected to the new man. It's connected to this man that after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. I'll just read a couple of these. We can comment. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may give to him that needeth. So, how many of us have ever experienced these things in our life? If you've never experienced the negative things, you probably don't need to be here. Most of us have. Most of us have acted in a wrong way. Who are believers? We've said something wrong. We've acted toward somebody in a wrong way. Spirit of God is going to teach us how to adjust. That towards those that we've wronged, we would make things right. Towards those that we've said things about, that we learn to say, I am sorry. I offended you. I apologize. These verses affect our lives in the assembly. They affect our lives with our families. How many of you come from a family? Don't raise your hand. I don't want to see that. But do you have a good relationship with your mother and father? If you don't, I trust the Spirit of God would convict you. That as you go back home, you begin to look for ways that on the part of yourself, you can begin to adjust. Many of us have had to do that. I woke my parents up. I hate to give a personal example. But when I was 18, I woke them up at 12:30 at night. And the Lord had spoken to me. And they thought something was wrong. Well, they didn't know something was wrong. It was me. And I was still living in the home. And I was a rebel. And I knew it. And I had to say to Mom and Dad, I'm sorry for the way that I've acted. I'm sorry for the young man that you've seen out of 11 kids giving you problems like you never have had from any of the others. Here's what will enable us to change our lives. That's what needs to happen if I'm saved. There needs to be a going in the direction, and I can't do it without him. It's the power of the Spirit of God acting in the new man that changed things for me in my life. We can tell you it will for you too. Others, help us.
Brother Chuck, you always say, when there's a wherefore, look for a therefore. So, wherefore, we're putting away all these things. The therefore is in verse 1 of the chapter 5, which we didn't read. But be therefore followers of God. There's the other side of that, putting all those away. Now do this. Don't do that, but do this. And be followers of God, and it goes further on, but we won't get into that.